Well, I'm not connected there. Let me get connected here. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless you.
Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Good afternoon, 3Ps. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for who He is, what He's doing for us, what He's going to do. And I just bless the Lord today. We serve an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's everything that we need. And I just thank God for knowing that. Because there was a time in my life I didn't know that. There was a time in my life I was doing my own thing. And my own thing was taking me down, down, down. But Jesus rescued me. He rescued me out of a world of sin and shame. And for that, I say, God, I thank you. I'm eternally grateful for what the Lord has done in my life. Amen. How about you?
Amen.
Praise God. He's an awesome God. In the midst of all of the chaos that we're living in, all of the bad news, we recognize we're living in perilous times. But thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God that I have a rock that will never give way. I can run to the Lord in the midnight hour, and He hears my cry. And He answers me, and He speaks to me, and He comforts me in the midst of it all. And I say, Lord, I just want to thank you. He's a miracle working God. There is nothing too hard for God. I was listening to Tara. I was going on today, and Elder Warren was just sharing and sharing, and he's talking about how the one time that God spoke to him and told him that he was going to be a nurse. And I was just kind of reflecting in my mind as he was talking. And God spoke to me when I was unsaved. Three or four or five different times, but I didn't know it was him at the time. But after a while, by and by, after coming to know him, he showed me that it was him that was talking to me. When I was divorced and mad at the world, the Lord spoke to me and said, call your wife.
What?
I said, I ain't got no wife. But here we are, and it's going on 39 years. God spoke to me when I was an alcoholic and when I was out there in the streets and doing my thing. And he began, and I would go to a nightclub to start there before the rest of the night would take over. And I would hear this voice saying, don't go in there. Same people doing the same thing over and over again. I would get so depressed. I would go back to my apartment, get to the apartment, and I would go to sleep, and I would wake up, and I couldn't breathe. I would wake up, I could see the television, the clock radio, but I couldn't breathe, and I was like trying to catch my breath, and I would hear this voice saying, say the Lord's Prayer. God was dealing with me.
That's right.
And I had no idea it was Him. And when I would get just hour out of our Father who art in heaven, everything would clear up. And I'm just reflecting of how good God is. He don't want to see anybody lost. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to come to know Him. He wants us to depend on Him, to trust in Him. And so I'm telling you today, when God begins to knock on your door, let Him in.
Yes.
Don't resist. Say, God, I thank you. Thank you. Amen. So I just thank the Lord. I didn't even get up to say all of that, but you know, just something about when you begin to think about the goodness of Jesus.
Yes.
When you begin to think about where God has brought you from.
Yes.
I'm telling you, for me, it gets me to a point where I'm ready for the next battle. I'm ready to deal with the situations at hand because I know if He delivered me once, He'll deliver me again. Yes, the God we serve, He'll make a way out of no way. That's who He is. You know, you see the subject today, encouragement for today. Have you ever been in need of encouragement? Have you ever, you know, really, matter of fact, you may have gone seeking encouragement and you find that close friend. And before anything happened, they begin to tell you how terrible their life is. that you came looking for encouragement. And you left worse than you came because who your friend is going through is well. You know, we need encouragement. You know, there's certain things that, you know, some natural things that will encourage us. You get that check in the mail that you weren't expecting. Well, I got a little encouragement, right? But it's a temporary thing. It's not lasting, you know. In the midst of all of that we're going through today, it comes a time that we need some encouragement. You know, the Bible talks about, I began to study this out and look in the Word of God, and the Bible is replete with encouragement. God encourages people. He uses others to encourage his people. He sends a word when our heads are hung down. He'll send a word to lift us up. I looked at encouragement, and it's synonymous with the Bible talking about exhorting one another. It's synonymous with comforting one another. It talks about how to inspire someone with courage. Have you ever tried to encourage somebody who was just beat down?
Mm-hmm.
The world had tried to deal them a death blow, and you see that they're barely making it, Brother Ron, and somebody comes and say, "Brother, you can make it. God loves you. Jesus died for you." God, he does that for us. And so to inspire someone's spirit, to inspire someone with a word of hope, to strengthen someone, to prevent. See, we're not in this thing by ourselves. No man is an island and no man stands alone. We need each other and we all need the Lord.
Amen.
We can't make it without him.
Amen.
We want to inspire someone to prevail in the midst of a battle that seems like it's going the wrong way. I want to encourage someone, exhort someone to be strong, to become strong, to start pumping that spiritual iron, you know, getting and chewing on the word of God. And it is nothing like seeing yourself grow. You know, I was so skinny when I went to the military. That's back during the Vietnam War. And back then, if you were skinny, they put some weight on you. And I couldn't do 2 push-ups when I got there. But by the time I got there with that SOS, Brother Joe, and
oh, yeah,
and the potatoes and all that stuff, and they had a special place for me every day. I'm trying to do workout. And one day I messed around and looked at, ooh, I see something here, you know. Man, you know, I got encouraged. I'm a soldier now. You know, that little hump up there. You know, and so this is what's happened with the Word of God. We need to build ourselves up on our most holy faith in the Word of God. We need some encouragement. We need to encourage someone to be courageous. See, God told Joshua, "Only be thou strong and very courageous. Don't lean to the left or to the right, but in short, keep your mind on me, keep your eyes on me, and I'll bring you through." See, matter of fact, speaking of Joshua, in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28, and before we get to our passage today in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 9, you remember when Moses blew it. God told him to speak to the rock for water to come out. He was so whooped up, these folks were complaining so much and nagging on him. He said, "Do we have to get water for y'all out of the rock?" And he hit the rock.
Yeah.
And just like in that movie, The Preacher's Wife, when the man threw the angel book in the fireplace. I don't know if y'all remember that. The angel said, "Whoop, whoop, whoop." You know, Moses blew it. And God said, "Certain of mine, because you have angered me, you know, because you have gone that way that you shouldn't have gone, I'm going to allow you to see the promised land, but you're not going to be able to go into it." See, there's a penalty for sin, but here's what blessed me in this, in the 28th verse, because we're just talking about encouragement for today. And if we can get some encouragement for today, we can get some encouragement for tomorrow. So God tells Moses, "Here's what I want you to do. Command Joshua This Joshua is who's going to take his place to lead God's people into the promised land. He said, command Joshua and watch this, and encourage him.
Yeah.
Encourage him and strengthen him. Why? Because this man is going to be facing a monumental task. And he just saw what happened to his mentor, Moses, from the disobedience of the people and getting upset. God said, you're not going. So this man is facing battles that's going to come. Taking God's people across into Jericho. It's a lot happening. So sometimes the weight can show up on our brow. The heaviness of what we're dealing with. But we need some encouragement. So he said, and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall. See, God's shall will always go off. God that has no does. If he say you shall prosper, you shall prosper. If he say you shall live, you shall live. But in the midst of all of that, we need some encouragement.
Amen.
He said, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see. Yes, he was a leader. Yes, he had a charge upon his life. But he needed some encouragement.
Yes.
The same God who sent a word to Joshua is the same God that will send a word to us on today.
All right.
You know, I was blessed this morning. I was talking to Sister Sandy over here. God is doing some tremendous things in her life. I'm not going to testify for her because one day she's going to sit up here and testify what God is doing. But the Lord showed her a scripture. Was it Psalm 39? Yes. Psalm 39. And there's two verses in there. This God said, this is for you. She said she never heard something so sweet. Nobody has ever talked to her like that word. I say, God, you. I say, sister, you encouraging me. In the name of, that's the God we serve. He will encourage us. He'll lift the hung down head. So, in the midst of 2018, what is this, October the 21st?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the midst of all that we see and happening around us, don't even look at the political scene. It gets real crazy. You know, all of the apprehensions that people are having today, We look at all the trials and troubles that families are going through. We see broken relationships. We see, you name it, we see the sickness and the pain and the death all around us, and our heart goes out for those who are going through. It comes a time we need some encouragement, because if we're not careful, we'll carry all of this stuff on our shoulders. But Jesus said, give it to me and I'll carry it. See, but where do we really get encouragement from? We don't go around knocking on doors, oh, please encourage me. But God has given us his word.
That's right.
And we can go to God's word and we can find encouragement. We can go to God's word and we can find peace. And when I say we, I'm talking about those and talking to those who have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. See, we're in a whole different dimension now. It's a whole new day being in Christ. When I was out there on my own without the Lord, that's all I was on my own. I thought I was on top, but at the end of the story, I was at the bottom. And I was sinking fast. See, the old song said, I was sinking deep in sin. Far from the peaceful shore.
Yeah.
Very deeply stained within.
Yeah.
Sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea.
Yeah.
He heard my despairing cry,
yeah,
and from the waters he lifted me. Oh God, now saved am I. Can anybody identify with that?
Amen.
We have to look into God's word for encouragement. And God is so personal with us, he will speak to our hearts. He'll speak a word of comfort in our ear. Have you ever been in a bad place and God whispered to you?
Yep.
And let you know that everything is going to be all right.
That's right.
They should sing the old song. I've got a feeling,
yeah,
that everything is going to be all right. And then folks got a little more knowledgeable about the thing. And they begin to say, I've got a knowing that everything is going to be all right. Because Jesus said,
yeah,
that he would never leave you nor forsake me. Oh God, that is comforting. So I think as believers, in order for us to be encouraged on a daily basis, we need to recognize, remember, and think on where we come from. Think on what God has done for us. When at the end of the day, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days.
That's right.
I've had more good days than bad days. Now, don't get me wrong. I've had some bad days. And even now, we walked in here, and y'all know the story by now. Our house was flooded. And they steady doing demolition on it. So now, all that pretty tile that was through our house, you walk in there, it's crunch, crunch, crunch. They dug all that up, you know. And it's the glue left out. But see, that's just stuff.
That's it.
God is working this thing out.
Yes, he is.
And so it go with natural stuff, so it go with spiritual stuff. Some of us have some wounds and some hurts and some pain from way back down yonder. But I want to tell you something. We're going to leave here with some scars anyway.
Yep.
But thank God that God has that healing salve.
Yeah.
He has that balm of Gilead that will make the wounded whole. That will cure the sin-sick soul.
Yes.
God will do that. He'll put things in the right perspective for us. Somebody so told me the other day, I got abandonment issues. Well, I said, but Jesus will never leave. I don't care who abandoned you in the time past, but God, he said, I'm with you. Always. So in this passage, it hit me because it really pointed out who we are. It really caused me to focus on who God is and what he's done for me. In the midst of it all, God, I say thank you. Thank you from where you brought me from. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, we bless you. God, we adore you. We honor you. Blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according, watch this, because I think it's very important for us to hinge on every word of the Lord. I heard Elder Jones say one time that every word that God has put in the Bible is for a reason. There's no word there that's not there because God didn't put it there. He put it there on purpose.
That's right.
What's to grab hold to? He said, watch this, so bless the Lord. He said, who according to his abundant mercy, I believe we all can agree that God is merciful.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that justice hasn't been done in my life. I'm so glad that mercy stepped in. I'm so glad that when I was young and in the military and no more than 20 years old and got in trouble and ended up in the court in Santa Barbara and the judge said, 6 months in the Santa Barbara County Jail, my knees got weak. I held on to the man's neck and the judge said, get up. And the man said, reduced to probation.
Wow.
Nobody but God. Had to go now to be court-martialed because in your military, you're going to be court-martialed as well. Mm-hmm. And the captain and the major stood up for me and said, give you another chance. Mercy.
Mercy.
We serve the God of all mercy. Hallelujah. See, when I just begin to think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, oh yes, something inside of me cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. It says, oh, according to his abundant mercy, he's not limited in mercy. His abundant mercy has begotten us again. In short, he has caused us, allowed to be born again to a living hope. We have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because he got up, we got up. Because he lived, we live. Amen. And you know God is not through with us yet. Those songs say, please be patient with me. For God is not through with me yet. I'm a work in progress. He's working on me. But I may not be where I want to be, but I'm a long way from where I used to be. I'm not where I used to be. Oh God, he's changed my life. So when we begin to talk about encouragement for today, let's look at the word of God. Because he said he has not only that, but he has brought us to an inheritance that's incorruptible. I don't know about y'all, but inheritances today People are getting ripped off of their inheritances. Family members get crazy on the inheritance. Say, I got mine, you get yours. Ain't nothing left. Right. But the inheritance we have in Jesus, the inheritance that we have in heaven, the Bible says, to an inheritance that's incorruptible. Thank you, Lord. And it's undefiled. And it does not fade away. It's reserved for who? It's a reserve for you in heaven. I tell you, that ought to be something to encourage our hearts on today. You mean to tell me it's not all about what I see on a 24/7 basis? You mean to tell me that God has some plans for me even after I leave this old body? God, I say thank you. Undefiled, reserved in heaven, just for me. Who, and watch this, and we are kept by the power of God. Do you know you can't keep yourself? You know you can't save yourself, can't heal yourself, can't deliver yourself, but God can do what ourselves needs. And it says, we are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. See, God in his word and in his mind of encouraging us, he gives us something we can lay hold to.
Yes.
That's the thing that we see around us here every day. We can't do nothing with it. If we could just sometimes, I guess the old folks say, if I could just slap some sense into them. You can't slap no sense into nobody. But I tell you what, we can sure pray for folks. And we should sure pray for ourselves. And we can sure believe God. Because he said, it's so much encouragement in the word of God. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I'll do it. That's encouraging to me.
Yes.
You know, he said, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. I said, God, that's encouraging to me.
Yes.
Because there's so much that I don't know. Thank God for his word. He said, matter of fact, he said in verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice. Though now, watch this, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Have anybody in here been grieved by various trials? If anybody in here, don't show your hand, going through some different kinds of trials in your life right now. This is a suffering way. Nobody said it was going to be easy. We're going to have some trials and troubles and some situations that's going to come our way. Oh God. He says, but it's coming for a reason. Brother Chuck, he talks about this all the time. You know, it's these trials, it's these struggles that help us grow. And all he's saying is what the word says. And this is what the word is saying here. So we are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. Rejoice? When's the last time we rejoiced at our troubles? Say, oh, thank you, Jesus. See, it don't make sense in the natural. But James, the apostle, he said, count it all joy when you fall into different types of temptations, because the trying of your faith work patience. And let patience have a perfect work in you. So, God, thank you. Because if the scriptures say we should always praise the Lord, that don't mean just in the good time. We learned that from Job. Job lost everything he had and all of his children. And the man fell down and worshiped God. Say, what? Because folks, if we're not careful today, we'll be shaking our fists at God when things are not going our way. Well, why did God let that happen? Oh, she don't never bother nobody. Now she's. We live in a fallen world. We live in a dying world, a decaying world. But thanks be unto God. They're going to encourage him again. In this, he says, so in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, just for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness, there's a purpose for it, that the genuineness of your faith, our faith is so important. Our trust in God is so important. And these trials bring us to a point to where for me, I can't do nothing but trust God. This stuff is over my head. But I know that I can go to the rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus. The genuines of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes. And some folks will rob banks to get gold. But you sure can't take it with you. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? But our faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. They tell me to hot the fire, to pure the gold. And some of these sisters, if they wanted to, they can start doing like this here.
Mm-hmm.
Showing that gold. It's been tried in the fire. And somebody loved them so much, they say, we are you. Y'all do know we are. And yes. Sorry. They say, but that it may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Whom haven't you have not seen? We haven't seen the Lord. But guess what? He sees us. And I know he's there. Do you know he's there? It's like a little boy they say was flying the kite. And he had so much strength. The kite kept getting higher and higher. After a while, you couldn't even see the kite. And a man came by and said, little boy, what are you doing? He said, I'm flying the kite. He said, I don't see no kite. How you know the kite is still there? Little boy said, every now and then I feel it. Every now and then I feel the Lord speaking to me. I feel the Lord moving on my behalf. I feel the Lord directing me in the way that he wants me to go. I know that my Redeemer lives. He said, whom in heaven not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. That praise team, they get to singing around here, and our hands begin to go up, and we begin to shout hallelujah, because there's something on the inside working on the outside that has made a change in our life. And his name is Jesus. God, I say thank you. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. That is encouraging to me. That I'm saved from a world of sin and shame. I'm saved. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. God, I thank you. Everything that I need is in Christ Jesus. So sometimes we need to encourage each other. Sometimes we need to encourage ourselves. Sometimes we need to just give God the glory.
All right.
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it says, let us hold fast the confession. Do we have a confession? Have we made a confession for the Lord Jesus Christ? Have we determined that for God I'll live, for God I'll die? I don't care what come our way. Hold on to that. Don't never let go of God's unchanging hand. He said, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. God, he said, I will bring you out. God don't want us doubting and wondering. But, Lord, teach me how to trust you.
All
Let
right.
us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised, watch this, is faithful.
That's right.
Have anybody found that to be true?
Amen.
He who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, like what we're doing right now, as is the manner of some. But watch this, here it go, encouraging, exhorting, comforting, but exhorting one another. Exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We're living in end times. We're living in perilous times. This thing is winding up. I'm not trying to be a prophet of doom. But I think we sure need to refocus on who we are and whose we are and who we serve. So God has given us so much to go on. He says in St. John 16:33, these things have I spoken to you that in me you may have peace. You show me somebody that don't want peace today.
Mm.
And I'm sure somebody got something wrong up here. Because I want peace. And I want that peace that only God can give. I think Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts to where we all called, to which we all called to one body, and be faithful. How encouraging is that? In this world, Jesus said, you will have tribulation. Is that an amen or not?
Amen.
Amen. We will have tribulation, but here comes the encouragement. But be of good cheer. Wait a minute. Cheerful in the midst of tribulation? Be of good cheer, even though the house seems to be falling down. Be of good cheer, Jesus said, because I have overcome the world. How encouraging. There's a man in the Bible named Barnabas, and his name is Son of Consolation. God gives names for a purpose, and God used that man to encourage the people of God. He stood in the gap for old Saul, who God changed on the Damascus Road, and he introduced him to the church, and they received him because the Son of Encouragement spoke up for us. When Paul and John Mark had a falling out, Barnabas, the Son of Encouragement, he smoothed it out. Are we peacemakers or are we peace breakers? You know, are we encouraging those that are down or are we kicking them that are down? See, you know, God has a plan for us. And so in saying all of that, I was thinking about how this morning I went to see Pastor Ralph. Got the text from Sister Carolina that he was in the hospital. He was in the ER. And I couldn't wait to get over there and got over there and in the room. And guess what? They started encouraging me.
All right.
Brother Ralph laying there, and he's going through, and we having a good old time. And then Sister Carolina began to testify about what God is doing in her life. And every time that she opened the Bible, regardless of what she's reading, she reads somewhere where it says, fear not.
Yeah.
After all she's going through, I say, God, thank you.
Yes.
In the midst of all of that, I was being encouraged. And that's why in the scripture, in Psalm 34, he said, I will bless the Lord when? At all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. That's comforting to me. Thank you, Lord. In Psalms 103:1, he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Is there benefits in Christ?
Amen.
Who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases,
yes,
who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, mm-hmm, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, that's encouraging to me. You know, sometimes you got to encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
That may not be anyone around you that will speak a word to you. But I'm telling you this, when we do have the opportunity, speak the word to somebody. Help somebody. Let them know that God is able to do it. Because in all that I've gone through and things I'm even going through now, Isaiah 40 and 28 just resonates in me. I think it's something that God has written in my spirit. When things get real tight, when the road is rough, when the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb, he takes me to that scripture and God asks the profound question, say, has thou not heard? Has thou not known that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he never faints. He never gets weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk in that faith. God, thank you for the encouragement.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know I can go a little while longer.
Amen.
I can toe the line a little bit more, God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let's encourage one another. People are hurting in our midst. We talked about depression a couple of weeks ago. And depression is rampant within the church. And sometimes it's a sad thing if folks within the body of Christ feel like they're all alone.
Mm-hmm.
We are our brother's keeper.
Yes.
We do need encouragement every day. So if you cannot find somebody to encourage you, nobody has stepped forward to give you a word from the Lord. Fall down on your knees. Ask God for mercy, please. Open up your word. Dive into God's word. And not only jump into God's word, but begin to apply God's word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. We need to apply God's word to every situation in our life and and God will work it out.
That's right.
Train up a child in the way that he should go.
That's right.
When he's old, he shall not depart from. So if the kid is acting crazy, you keep on praying.
That's right.
You keep on training.
Yes.
And that seed will be planted in their heart, and they won't be able to shake it. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. We need a word from you, God.
Yes.
We need encouragement from on high.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God, we're going through.
Yes.
Said over in Jeremiah in chapter 8, I believe 28, somewhere in there, say the harvest is past.
Mm-hmm.
The summer is ended.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saved.
Right.
Oh, God, we want to be delivered.
Yes,
we want to be set free. We want to give you the glory, God. Help us to walk uprightly before you. Help us to walk circumspectly before you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to do your will. Your will and none other. In the name of Jesus. Y'all don't need to just call us out.
Give the Lord a hand,
prayer.